Hello out there to all you Metzian folk. Happy Father's Day to you. And this is a Father's Day special edition of the Metzian Podcast. Welcome. I believe Mike LeColant, our Brooklyn Trolley blogger extraordinaire, will be joining us shortly. Unfortunately, Mr. Rich Virago, Mets fan Rich on Twitter, will not be able to join us tonight, but we wish him a happy Father's Day out there. But without further ado, you know, it's a little bit of a – we haven't had a lot of these lately, but this was definitely a much more sour weekend than the Mets have been used to lately, and the Mets fan has been used to lately. And to help us break that down, we welcome Jeff Cohen of Baseball and Barbecue Podcast to the program. As always, thank you, Jeff, for joining the Metzian Podcast.
It's a pleasure to join you anytime, Sam. And I'd like to say, well, in the words of the great Ralph Kiner, it's Father's Day. And to all your dads out there, happy birthday.
Exactly. It's always appropriate to quote Bob Murphy any day, but that specific quote you have to bring up on this Metzian Father's Day. Jeff, before we get started, please shamelessly plug, tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, we can be found on all the major podcasting apps, you know, Baseball and BBQ. We can be found, our website is www.baseballandbbq.weebly.com. And, yeah, check us out. We're doing, me and my co-host, Len Aberman, doing some really great things. And we have coming up in the future, that's related, a guest, Mackie Sasser. I don't know exactly when that's going to be posted, but
have
spoken to him. And he's great with a great interview, so I look forward to that.
Mackie Sasser is one of my most favorite, forget about just Mets baseball names of all time, but baseball names of all time. Mackie Sasser, it's a very unique name, and you know, I appreciate his place in Mets history, so I'm looking forward to that very much, Jeff, so thank you. Let's just dive right into it. Other than a 5-1 win yesterday in the seven-inning doubleheaders, and which was mostly provided by Francisco Lindor, this Mets team has all of a sudden, literally, and like they say, your momentum is as good as the next day's starting pitcher. Starting with Kyle Hendricks, he just, you know, was mystifying for this offense. And they just weren't able to ever get any leads or make any comeback.
Yeah, it was surprising. Yeah, they really took care of the Cubs the first three games and then went into Kyle Hendricks, and he really put him into an offensive funk. I mean, they had, what, two hits against him and two hits the next day against the Nationals. So if it wasn't for Lindor's five RBIs, this could have been a real bad stretch. I mean, we lost 4 out of 5. But you know what? It could have been worse. Mets still have a nice four-game lead over the Phillies. So, you know, even though it was a bad weekend, like I said, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, and luckily the losses, when they did occur, they didn't have, the entire division rapidly taking advantage, if you will. And we're not, like you said, we're not talking about all of a sudden a three-game lead. But, you know, they have a lot of games coming up against the division. Another doubleheader tomorrow against Atlanta. And Atlanta is basically playing 2 days of four seven-inning games. I mean, like, at some point, are we going to have a four-month season with, like, the majority of these games, seven innings and doubleheaders? Just to, like, crank them out?
I tell you, I hate these seven-inning doubleheaders. And from a competitive standpoint, and I've been saying this for a while now, the Mets had to make up 10 games. So they had to play 10 doubleheaders, so 20 games or 7 innings, which is, you know, you block 2 innings off of each game, that's 40 innings. That's over 4 regular season games. And how fair is that to the other teams? I mean, I know it's to the Mets' advantage, but really, to the other teams, how do you like playing 4 less games than everybody else? So, you know, I really don't like the seven-inning games, but that's the way baseball is going to go, and I'm afraid it's here to stay, too.
Yeah, I agree. That it's not something I would like to hear, but it does seem like it's here to stay. I mean, this was supposed to be basically this was just trial, basically, just because of COVID. And I understand why they spilled over some COVID regulations this year. But at this point, has it really just, other than wear out its welcome, and especially yesterday for the fact that it was it wasn't what's, you know, tomorrow is going to be a single admission doubleheader starting at 5:10 for seven-inning games that should be finished no later than 11, or at this point probably 9, considering the way they go through some of these games. I mean, before you know it, basically the fourth-inning stretch is what you're dealing with here. So I didn't mean to go necessarily down this seventh-inning rabbit hole, but at what point do you think that Rob Manfred recognizes – the way the players are starting to be even more outspoken against Rob Manfred, I mean, isn't the writing on the wall that the leadership of this entire sport is severely being questioned by the people who you need to actually get the money in? Because if you don't have baseball players on your side, you're not going to have a sport. So with the things that Pete Alonso has been accusing – With some of Tyler Glasnow's comments, and of course Trevor Bauer, who I sometimes kind of, what he did to try to light the fire under the league was almost like performance art in some fashion, which is really we can get into. But do you think Rob Manfred will ever see the light, or do you think this is just we're in this never-ending cycle, no matter whether we're getting rid of the Wilpon, you know, from a Mets perspective. But at the top, you had enablers of the Wilpons who also seem to have hubris that gets in their own way.
Manfred is just I don't think he's the greatest commissioner out there. You have to have the players on your side, which we know he doesn't. And I think – what he did recently with the sticky substances memo that's coming